What up, everybody? We are back for a new episode of Carpooling. Me and the lovely Mrs. Cook Sade.
Yes, indeed.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Memorial Day, of course, since it being Memorial Day. All the black barbecues that we've been to. And the new firework law installed in Michigan. We also going to talk about Aladdin. We went and saw Aladdin. We'll give you our thoughts. No spoilers, of course. And they had the audacity to try to put a KKK rally in. So all that and more coming up on this episode of Carpooling. So stay tuned. So we off work today. Why?
It's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to all of the families and the military families, I should say, out. And we celebrating for them too, even though we're not a part of the military. I'm pretty sure everybody has someone.
I got a family member who was in the military. My granddad was. Salute to my granddad, Robert Jones Sr. Yep. He served in the military. So why do we have this day off for Memorial Day? Why are we celebrating this day?
Because some people get it misconstrued. A lot of, a.k.a. my folks, my people, my color folks, we think it's just a day to barbecue and, you know, go play some spades. But
according to the furniture store, it's a day to sell mattresses.
Yep, you're going to get that hot discount for Memorial Day. But no, the actual reason, the real reason why we celebrate Memorial Day, it's always celebrated on the last Monday of May, and it is to honor the men and women who died serving our country. That is the real reason why we celebrate Memorial Day.
So it's not to go to Miami and just, you know.
It's not to do that. You know, our people, though. Our people. And sometimes, you know, other people, other races, too.
I think I can remember a certain someone going to Miami for Memorial Day weekend.
Would you be referring to me?
I will be. Yes, I will be.
Well, I'm guilty of it, too. Yes. I said me and my people, so look. But the real reason why we celebrate Memorial Day is to honor those that have fallen, that have served our country. So we salute them. I have my uncle, Donald. He was in the Marines. And I'm sorry, the Marines are the Navy. Fact check that.
That's your uncle. I don't know.
But he was in the military. And I have a few family members that are in the military. So we salute the fallen soldiers. And that's the reason why we celebrate.
Well, one thing we do on Memorial Day is shoot off some fireworks, like the 4th of July. It used to be only for the 4th of July, but now people are like, I just want to shoot fireworks in every
just because
holiday. So just us, because. So Michigan has, they had to make a law. They had to pass a law to, they had to put a curfew on these fireworks. Because people just pop fireworks. You're supposed to pop them on Memorial Day, on 4th of July. Why do you people pop them, especially when 4th of July?
The whole summer.
They when 4th of July come, they start popping them like a week before.
I don't have a problem.
And a week after and stuff.
But see, like, I don't have a problem with you popping your fireworks on the holiday. Here's the thing that I have a problem with. When you popping them at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, it becomes an issue. People have families, children, jobs. Like, come on, y'all.
When you're
like,
popping them a week before, when the holiday's not even close, that's an issue too.
But see, with the new laws now, you know, you can't even pop them on the actual holiday. Did you know that? Like, the actual holiday, they've took that away. You have to do it. It's specific times they want you to do it. So they want you to only pop them the Saturday and Sunday before Memorial Day, and you can only do it until 11:45, which
that's
I feel
a
like.
Good time.
But I feel like that's who. Let's be realistic. Who is gonna follow this? Who gonna follow it? Nobody. Nobody's going to do it. And then what's going to happen is the police will come out. They're going to give you a citation. They're going to, confiscate your fireworks or whatever. And you didn't lost out on money because fireworks are expensive. They're not cheap, especially the good ones.
Yeah, the good ones.
Then they have...
For the 4th of July, I didn't mean to cut you off. 4th of July, they even let you start on June 29th, which is some BS. They let you do it a week before, which is no. They should have made it 4th of July only.
It's too soon, yeah.
It's really too soon. But they giving people the chance. But people going to break it anyway.
Yeah, people going to mess it up. But,
So the latest time is to 11:45 p.m.
And that's a good enough time. That's a perfect time. Everybody is just settling down. But and I know. That people is gonna break these rules. Like, you're gonna be hearing it at 2:00, 3:00 in the morning. You're gonna hear it all night long. Like, you're gonna hear it. You might not so much hear it in the suburbs and see it in the suburbs, but in the hood, come on now. Let's be realistic.
And they letting you pop fireworks on July 5th.
Yeah, but people do that anyway. Like, that's what I'm
saying. Why? It's over with. Do they let you trick or treat on November 1st? No, they don't.
People will do them fireworks until they all out. And that's the problem. Sometimes if they're not all out by
July 4th, save them for next year.
Truth be told, when we was growing up, my daddy would buy trash bags full of fireworks. And he wouldn't be able to get through.
Okay, so save them till next year. You're like, I got some more. Let me pop these. No, save them for next year. It's over with.
Yeah, well, you know how people do, so we still gonna be seeing fireworks, and no matter what the law is, people gonna break the law and they're gonna mess it up for everybody, and they're gonna turn around and make another law eventually saying ban fireworks, period, and we all gonna be looking crazy. That's how that's gonna go.
So besides fireworks, we also fire up the grill and throw on some good old barbecue.
Yeah.
For Memorial Day.
Gotta live. Good old barbecue. Yes, I'm thinking about it right now. I just want a burnt hot dog right now.
That's Caucasian. And the Caucasian.
Put a little black and spice on it. I don't want no tan hot dog. I need to have some burntness on the hot dog.
What type of barbecue sauce you use?
Open Sweet pit? Baby Ray, I want you to walk through my door with some dang on open pit. Come on now, black people. Now you know.
Now, see, I was raised on open pit, unfortunately.
So was I. But then when you and taste then when you,
exactly.
when Sweet you, Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's, you be like, what?
It's a wrap.
You cannot taste Sweet Baby Ray's and then go back to open pit and like, what in the
But see, you world know what, though? This? I gotta give my mom and pops credit because when we was growing up, we had that open pit too, but my mama put some pajazz on it. You hear me? She cut some lemons up in that barbecue sauce.
Because you have to.
She put some honey in it. She did her thing on the open pit.
What you do with Sweet Baby Ray's?
Oh, you just slap it on.
Exactly. You don't do nothing at all.
You just slap it on. But yeah,
that's... So how many barbecues have you been to? Family barbecues, other people barbecue. Like, was you somebody's girlfriend?
Countless barbecues.
Being taken to the barbecue at Belle Isle?
I have been.
Going to the giant slide?
Oh, wow. Yeah, now you really take me back. Yeah, I've been to countless barbecues. But see, the older that I get, the more that I recognize and realize there's rules to barbecuing. Like, when you go to a barbecue or cookout, there's rules. Like, certain stuff you can do, certain stuff you can't do. And a lot of people don't know.
What can't you do at a black barbecue?
If you go to a black barbecue and you don't bring nothing, you automatically out. Like, listen, you have to bring something.
What if you can't cook?
It don't matter. You ain't got to cook. Bring some napkins. Bring a case of pop. Bring something. Like, bring some buns. You have to bring something to a black barbecue.
Nah, I've been to barbecues at times and I haven't taken anything.
Yeah, you lost your black card on those.
I didn't because I stayed and ate a lot.
And then if you do not bring nothing to the black barbecue, you not eating first. You need to wait till everybody and their mama then ate. And then you eat. And then you don't. Look, when you start eating, since you ain't brought nothing, don't you take your black behind to the rib counter or to the rib table or to the steak table and start grabbing no premium cuts. You better go get a hot dog and some baked beans.
I mean,
no, ain't no, I mean,
the baked beans with the meat in it, you know, I can.
That's all you get though. You ain't bring.
Well, I can't get no rib.
Did you bring some?
I brought myself.
Nah, that's not how it worked, bro. See, I feel like
I bought water guns for the kids.
No, well, you gonna eat hot dogs with the kids? How about that? You ain't even gonna get the ballpark hot dogs. You gonna get the bar hot dogs, the nasty ones. How about that?
Why y'all got two different type of hot dogs?
Listen,
y'all,
we not even gonna get into that debate. If anybody who know me, no, you cannot buy no bar hot dogs.
It's bar S.
Bar S.
They make beef.
Those hot dogs are disgusting.
They got the big pack for 2 cents.
Yeah, you get it for like 5 cents and you get 15 hot dogs. That's nasty. We're not doing that.
Now, what type of games do you like to play at the barbecue?
Black barbecues? You gotta play spades.
Dominoes.
Gotta play dominoes.
Gotta play cornhole.
Tony, you know what? Like, you... That's a little bit leaning towards the, like, white barbecue.
No, it's not. Do you know what cornhole is?
Yeah.
That's not a white game.
But it ain't really a black barbecue game. Think about it. You got to get it to the spades, the dominoes.
You got to play horseshoes.
Horseshoes, for sure. Got to have the horseshoes. And then...
You got to have a football and toss all around and stuff and run into people. And,
yeah.
And
then if you really talk about a real black barbecue, you got to have a dance contest somewhere down the line. It's gotta happen.
Well, everybody gotta hustle. Everybody in the park gotta hustle.
Everybody gotta do the
wobble. The wobble, baby.
The wobble or the Cupid shuffle. But nah. That's just it. Like, and then you cannot listen. Let me tell you something right now. When it comes to a black barbecue or a cookout, you don't go in and out of people's house. Like, it's a cookout.
That's why they be
you
at the
stay
park.
Stay your ass outside. Like, you don't go in nobody's house. Like, listen, the only reason you going to somebody's house, if a black person invite you to a barbecue and it's at their house, mm-hmm. The only reason you going in the house is to use the bathroom.
But the bathroom be like far enough.
It don't matter. You go in the bathroom, you bring your ass outside. See, the thing with black people is, we don't trust people like that. So you ain't finna come walk through all our houses.
They renting porta potties.
Listen, as soon as you come through the house, every door, bedroom door, all the bedroom doors closed.
Yes.
Because we don't want you looking in our room. You go to the bathroom, and then you bring your ass back outside. That's black barbecue status.
Yeah, and then if you can, get you a porta potty so nobody won't
Tony,
go
see, Tony
house.
Living that rich life. He talking about cornhole, porta potties.
Porta potties ain't that much.
Ain't nobody. Who you know?
Okay, well, then have people snooping in your house then.
No, you can have people use the bathroom.
That's why you go to the park and find one of them grills that 65 people didn't use right before you did.
That you got to clean.
You got to clean.
With aluminum foil.
Right, you got to put foil in them things. Ain't no cleaning. You can barely clean, no. If you ain't got your own brush, man, you messed
gotta
up.
You
got
to clean it with aluminum foil. And then, like, you can't mess around with, you can't experiment with the food.
Oh, like right on the...
No,
on the
I'm thing? Talking about like you can't experiment with the food for cookouts and barbecues. For this to go, this is a universal thing. Like, if we are doing a cookout or a barbecue, do not start experimenting with your food. Like, oh yeah, this is macaroni and cheese with avocado in it. Like, no, we don't want that. Like, why would you mess up the tradition of having traditional barbecue food? Don't do it. Please don't.
Potato salad with the raisins in it.
Please don't. Please don't do it.
What if it's the California raisins?
No, bro. Like, just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't mess up the traditions. People come to eat. People come have a good time. And look, not just black people will talk about you. A lot of anybody will talk about you if you go to a barbecue or cookout and your food nasty.
Yeah, they will.
They will talk about you. You'll be the laughing stock, and they ain't gonna never come back. Trust and believe.
Don't be that white person at the black barbecue. But speaking of white people tripping in Ohio. They tried to hold a KKK rally.
You can't say white people. That sounds like a lot. When you say white people, that sounds like a lot.
Why it sounds like a lot? Because
it was only about Nine people
showed up.
It was about nine people.
To 600, 500 to 600 protesters. Black and white people were protesting it.
Yeah. All different colored people was protesting these KKK.
How does the KKK still exist?
What do you mean? They never went away. Like
They never went away. I said, how do they still exist? How?
Like, easily.
Well, this right here just shows that the KKK is about to be the new black people because they can't stay together no more. Like, blacks can't
First of all, I have a question for the state of Ohio. How could y'all even give them the permission to do this? Now, I understand.
It's your amendment, right?
I get that 100%. You have the freedom of speech. You have the right to protest. This is the United States. I get that. But I feel like when it comes to the law, something should be bent a little bit. Like, when it comes to racism and hatred and violence, I think it should be bent a little bit. Like, why would you let a group, these nine people,
right,
come in and shake up y'all town like this?
Well, that's why they had to have 350 police officers there, costing the city $650,000.
Taxpayers' dollars. That...
I think them nine people should pay the city back.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all costing us tax dollars just to have y'all protection.
All these police officers there to protect these nine folk. And these 600 people, they didn't even, it was no arrest. It was no nothing.
No fatalities. No, it was a peaceful protest and everything. But I just feel like just because of them doing that, they got spotlight on them. Like, I don't care whether it was 60, nine or 600. These nine people that went out to protest for the KKK, they got the national spotlight on them for just a hot second. And I feel like that's too long. Like,
yeah,
it's too long. Like, y'all shouldn't even got that. But it's a mess. Like, I feel like...
I mean, that's what they get, trying to hold a rally and nine people showed up.
The thing about it now is, like, the KKK, Donald Trump didn't made it. I ain't gonna say Donald Trump. A lot of racist people made it okay for them to come out in the open and be racist. But see, it's still a lot of people that's scared. Don't get it twisted. The KKK, it's more than nine people in Ohio that's KKK.
Mm-hmm.
They probably scared to come out in the open. I'm sure they doctors, lawyers, they construction workers. It's trust and believe. If they out here. Those nine people was just brave enough to actually go out and protest it. And I'm so glad that Ohio, you know, what do they call Ohioans? Or what do they call?
Ohio people.
Ohio people.
I don't know what they call
them. People, the great people of Ohio stood up and said, we're not going to take this.
Well, any KKK rally, wherever it's at, they're going to have protesters.
I'm just glad they stood up and said they're not going to take it because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, this should be a rap on the KKK. I don't know. But whatever. You still got motorcycle gangs. You still got all types of Bloods and Crips still exist.
You got the Black Panther Party. They still here too.
So the KKK going to be here too. Aladdin.
My favorite Disney movie of all time. Yes.
How did you like it?
Oh my goodness, I sung every song. You know, it was like...
I think I did too.
It was so great.
Every time a song came on, I did take a look at you and see if you were singing it.
I was singing every song with a smile on my face. Like I was 5 years old. Like, I really enjoyed this movie. And not just saying that because I'm a fan, because I've always been an Aladdin fan, mm-hmm, but this movie was great. Like,
the critics was
like dogging this movie. Oh, it's going to be bad. You know, Will Smith is going to be a horrible genie. It's going to be horrible. And, like, they dogged this movie so much. But let me tell you, like, Will Smith did a really phenomenal job at portraying his version of what genie should be. He did great.
And I'll admit, when I first heard that Will Smith was going to be the genie, I said, no.
Yeah, me too.
Why is Will Smith the genie and not Jafar?
No, see, I disagree with
now,
you.
Now, I know why he wasn't Jafar, because Jafar wasn't no black man, but He has the skin tone of Jafar. He has the body type of Jafar.
But he doesn't have the personality.
Even when they showed him as Genie as a real person, he looked like Jafar.
You know what though? I disagree with you on Will Smith being Jafar. But one thing I can say is that the Jafar that they picked, he wasn't quite the image that we were looking for.
He was not tall and skinny like.
And he wasn't menacing enough. Like the cartoon Jafar was like menacing, like you were scared, like when you was little, like, oh, like this is like he's scary. Mm-hmm. This dude was kind of like, he was like, he alright, like he ain't that bad of a villain. And then one thing that I was a little disappointed about is Jasmine. I felt like the young lady who played Jasmine was not, like, she just didn't look like Jasmine at all. She didn't. Like, she didn't, even with the costume changes, and think about the iconic pictures of Jasmine when the cartoon animation came out. Jasmine had that long braid coming down the side. They never put that on her. Like, she just didn't look like Jasmine to me.
Now, they did change up how the characters looked because they put more clothes on Aladdin. Number one,
yeah, they did.
Aladdin wore a vest, no shirt, them damn hammer pants, or whatever you want to call it, and no shoes.
Yeah.
Even Jasmine had old girl hammer pants.
Yeah.
And she had a crop top, like you saw her belly and stuff. They put too much clothes on the character.
But they had to. That was a part of the theatrics of the movie, though.
They didn't have to because Aladdin, you mean to tell me my mans couldn't walk around with no shirt on. He wasn't fat. He probably has.
But it was. But see, you also had to think too. This is a G-rated movie, and they probably didn't want to show too much skin or whatever.
You know how many TV shows and stuff? Not even TV shows. Just you can walk around with a shirt off as men.
That part didn't bother me.
I mean, it didn't bother me. The more I'm saying, like they didn't have to put so much clothes on them because Aladdin didn't wear clothes. He didn't even wear shoes.
Right. Yeah.
At all. And then when I seen them during the Super Bowl when they showed Will Smith as the Blue Genie, again I was like, "What the?"
Yeah, I think the whole world was like, "Nah, bro."
But as you kept seeing the previews and stuff, I'm like, I got a little used. I'm like, okay, whatever. Then when I saw the movie, I was already over it. You know what I'm saying? But then I saw the movie, I started to look at it, and I was appreciating. Like he did a good ass job.
He did a really great job, and it was like he paid homage to Robin Williams, but it wasn't like he was trying to duplicate what he did.
You said you knew somebody who said he was trying too hard to be.
Yeah,
Robin.
It was a
no,
critic.
No, he was not.
It was a critic
was
that said
far
that.
Far from that.
Yeah, it was a critic
it
that said
far
he was
from
trying,
him trying
too hard.
To act like Robin. No,
he
no,
wasn't
was
at
not.
All.
He did his thing, and I love the beginning. Did. I'm not going to spoil it, but I love how he did the beginning because it tie into the end.
Yes.
You might get confused at the beginning, like, what the heck? But it ties into the end.
It did, yeah.
Very good. Very, they did it so good.
They did. And the songs, like, the songs were dead on. They didn't change the songs up too much.
How'd you like the new song?
The new song I liked.
I liked it too.
I liked it. I did. I enjoyed it. I liked the background vocals. I like how they tied in the Indian music in it.
Jasmine had a new song. It's called Speechless.
Yeah, Jasmine had a new song.
It was a very good song.
And I really, really enjoyed this movie. And like I said, I'm not just saying that because I'm like a huge Aladdin fan. But even our kid, like Sydney, enjoyed.
It's the music. It's the music always get the kids.
Yeah.
The music will draw the kids in.
Sydney was like loving a boo. Like she loved a boo. Okay? Yeah.
Monkey!
But this is a great, great, great movie. I would definitely go watch it again. Pay for it to see it again.
Yes.
Buy it on DVD.
Nobody buys DVDs no more.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Ooh, I'm telling my age, ain't I?
Yeah, you are 55.
Ooh,
yes.
Ooh, DVD. Okay, excuse me. Digital copies, movies, or whatever it is.
iMovies.
Whatever you call it. But yes, this was so great, and I was just singing. And if they was recording us in the movie theater, I was in there like a whole new world. This was awesome. It was a great, great movie.
And it's crazy how they had, like, even Will Smith, his singing was like...
The singing was.
It was okay. Like, the Prince Ali part was so
dope.
Dope.
It was dope. Like, the whole scene.
It was... that probably where the most money went. I bet you get that. It was did. Immaculate.
It was so many people involved and so much, like...
It was dope.
...going on. That scene was really amazing. It was. And the colors and the... It was beautiful.
It's definitely a go-see. Forget what the people are saying. Yeah. Stop going to see it with your critic eye. Just go and appreciate Aladdin.
And don't compare the two. Don't compare the original with this one, because you can never take away from something so great as the original. Mm-hmm. But they are both great in their own right. And they good. It was really good. I enjoyed Aladdin.
Speaking of old movies coming real life, did you hear about the new RoboCop? So to speak.
Yes, I heard about the robo police cop.
A man by the name of Ruben Brewer. He's one of the senior robotics researcher at this nonprofit called SRI International. It's in California.
Yeah.
So he developed this robot this is how it works. The robot comes to your car. It has two video cameras. It has a mic. It has a speaker.
Right.
And it has a barcode for it to scan your ID. I mean, your license and your insurance information. And it has a printer to print up the ticket. It also has a little signing pad for you to sign the tickets. Now, people are saying, I ain't about to stop for no robot. I'm just going to pull off.
Right.
No, you're not. Because... The robot comes from the cop car. The cop actually pulls you over. But to decrease the violence of police and people attacking the police, the cop gets to sit in his car. He sends the robot to your car. That's why it has the two video cameras and the microphone and the speaker, so you can talk to the cop. And if you even think that you're going to speed off on this robot, no.
no.
RoboCop, it has spike strips. So it will roll off spike strips if you try to roll off. So
I think
this is, and it also comes with a little sheriff hat on.
I think this is a really stupid idea.
Stupid?
Yes. And here's why I think. I'm not going to say stupid. I think that this is making excuses for why cops can't do their job properly.
What?
Let me explain. Because why do y'all feel like y'all have to make this to cut down on violence between cops and pedestrians? First of all, if a cop is doing their job properly, I'm not going to say that they can completely avoid violence, because sometimes pedestrians are just violent and they do stuff to irritate a cop and can cause things to happen. But that's where the cop training comes in at. That's what you go to the police academy for. That's what you get your training for. It's your job to know how to handle those situations. For y'all to create this dang on robot, so y'all don't have to interact with people, so y'all can avoid violence, like, it's like a waste of money almost.
I totally disagree. Because this will stop the cop getting into like these stupid arguments and want to pull guns on people just because they want to say they know the law and stuff and get all mad. This will stop all of the robot come. You put all your info in and print you out a ticket. You be on your merry way. You ain't got to, well, you can talk to the cop if you want to, but y'all will have that argument within your cars. You can see the cop. He can see you. All that. And I think it's cool. And,
so what's wrong with a cop doing that in real life?
Because it's... How many stories have you heard where... The cop could just have a bad day and instantly start being an asshole to somebody they pulled over.
I understand that. But like I said, that comes with...
vice versa. A cop could be coming up, you know what I'm saying, cool. But this person who already hates the police and don't let no police officer at all, good or bad, they just gonna start...
So let's just get rid of all the cops then. Let's get rid of all of the cops and have all robots.
No.
It's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Like, to me, I'm looking at both sides of it. Like, I feel like all of police officers need to be trained properly. They need to learn, you know, simple courtesies of the public, period. And then, you know, it would, like, we need to educate ourselves as pedestrians. The police need to educate themselves as far as the public. And I'm not going to say it's going to completely get rid of the violence, completely get rid of what's going on out here, police brutality and all of that. But a robot, I feel like, is just like, oh yeah, we're just going to get rid of it. It's not really, it's not going to get rid of it. It's not going to eliminate the violence that's going on with the people and the police. It's not.
I think it is.
And it's going to be a costly thing at that. It's going to be really costly. To have...
Hey, spend a few million and save some lives. And get rid of all this negativity on the police. Let's just try to see.
I'm willing to try whatever. I'm willing to try anything to eliminate some violence between the police and the public. So I agree with that part. I do. Yeah. So it's prime season or prime. Prime season is already in session and ending for certain prime students and high school students of the graduating class of 2019.
Hey.
And I have a little issue with prime.
Did you go to... You went to prom, didn't
I
you?
I sure did.
Did you have a date?
My date stood me up. We ain't gonna go.
God.
We ain't gonna go there. My date stood me up. We ain't going there.
Did you drive to prom?
No. We rode in a limo.
Who was we? You ain't had no date.
Me and my god sister. We was each other's dates. Well, my dress was my date because I was fly. You know what I'm saying? I was fly and whatnot. But anywho.
I went to 2 proms.
Don't nobody care?
I mean, it was with the same person. But I went to, I drove to one, took a limo to another. How much did you spend on your prom?
Okay. I got my prom dress custom made. My prom dress. And I got custom made shoes.
What?
I spent $150.
All together?
All together, baby.
On the dress and shoes?
Dress and shoes.
Now, when you go to prom, 86?
Shut your ass. Nah, I paid $150 to get my shoes and my dress made. My material was probably like, maybe like, I forget how much it was a yard. But it wasn't that expensive.
What color did you wear?
I wore this beautiful turquoise, greenish bluish.
What's your leg out?
Why you trying to put me on Front Street? Yes, my leg
was out. Oh, my God. Everybody's leg was out.
I had the Morticia Adams sleeve. I had one short, one no sleeve. I had my little cutout teardrop in my stomach, honey.
And no date.
And I was fine. I was my own damn date, okay?
You ain't telling nobody to back to the room?
Check my resume.
You ain't telling nobody back to the room?
I wasn't even having sex in high school.
Lame.
Really? Really?
I ain't had sex after high school.
Anywho, I wasn't sexually active. I was a good girl.
I was lame, too.
I was a good girl. But anywho, I spent, you know, $150 for my dress and my shoes. Now, I just, you know, was looking on Instagram and just, you know, looking at these girls.
Promposals.
Going to prom.
Now, if you do a promposal, yo, you know your wedding proposal got to be bigger than your goddamn prom proposal. You know that, right?
First of all, back in my day, we didn't do no damn prom proposals. You ask whoever the hell you want to go
it's
to prom.
It's not prom proposal. It's promposal. Get the name.
Whatever.
Terminology.
Listen,
right.
Whatever. These kids are spending a lot of money on these prom proposals.
They spending a whole bunch.
They spend it. Let me tell you something right now. These girls on Instagram, first of all, these dresses. Now, these dresses, some of these dresses are just simply beautiful. They are very elegant and just gorgeous dresses. And then some of these dresses is trashy as hell. And when I mean trashy, like, I was a little risque with my little half a sleeve.
And your leg out.
And my leg out. I thought I was doing it with my little leg out, honey. But these girls, when I tell you, they got, like, sequins over their chest, over their nipples, and ain't nothing else covered, and sequins over the rhinestones on the coochie, and everything else is, like, sheer. Like, who? What your parents at? Who let you out of the house with that?
And they spin it. Red on
listen,
prompts.
The app in 2015, the
you pulling out.
I'm pulling out the facts. In 2015, the average price of a prime was $919. Okay.
Into what year?
This was in 2015.
Oh. Shoot, now, that's how much I paid for mine.
That was a couple of years ago. I probably spent less than that. Probably.
Yo, yeah. That was $150. I spent less than that. Way less.
But now, these kids is like the photo shoot alone for prime. They got the photographer coming out. They renting luxury vehicles like Bentleys and Ferraris and like what? What is?
Did you hear about the lady who won a lottery 1 year? It was a few years ago. Lady won a lottery and spent the majority of it on her son's prom.
She's a damn fool.
Remember the dude who had camels and stuff?
She's
and
a damn fool.
He had all. I think he had three days or something. I don't know, but it was crazy. She's they was in the fool. Projects, though.
And she's a damn fool.
And she spent the majority, if not all, of her lottery money on his prom night.
She's a fool.
Night.
Did he graduate from high school? Did he graduate?
I don't know.
Because some of these kids ain't even fucking graduate, and you spend all this money on their prime. These kids is walking around here with Louboutin, red bottoms?
Mm-hmm.
Red bottom shoes. They got camels and shit, like you said. They in these expensive-ass cars that they renting. They got the photographers coming out. They doing a whole showcase, a performance of them coming out and shit. Like, y'all going to college? Please tell me you going to college if I'm spending this type of money on your prime. Please tell me. I'm not spending all this money as a parent. You better be graduating and you better have at least a 4.0 grade point average. You better be going to college. You better have a scholarship. You think I'm finna spend my good hard earned money on some Louboutins, a rental car that's expensive?
Louboutins?
Whatever. I'm not spending all this money on you and you ain't even graduated, my dude.
Do you know what the acronym of prom is?
What is it?
I don't know if I'm to say it because you might not want to send your daughter to prom. It's
what? Pussy something stupid.
Pussy reward on midnight.
I don't fuck
somebody.
See, look.
I can't laugh because I got girls.
You got girls. Yeah, don't laugh.
Your vaginas.
You'll be biting your damn tongue later. I'm not doing it. I wish Peyton or Sydney or Ava would come in here and talk about, Mom, I want to go to prom and my dress is going to be $5,000. $5,000? I didn't spend that much on my damn wedding dress. What? $5,000 for this dress, and yeah, I gotta get my red bottoms, mama, and I need to get this Lamborghini. Girl, who the hell you think you are, Beyonce?
Yeah. I think, we don't know what type of personality Ava got, but Peyton. Right now, Peyton gonna spend the most money on prom.
Let me tell you something right now. Thank God for my brother, DJ. He do here.
He's gonna fly to Texas.
He's gonna fly his black behind to wherever we living at that time. And he gonna do hair and makeup. That's one thing I ain't gotta worry about, okay? Now Peyton is gonna give us a run for our money, cause I know she gonna wanna be Queen Sheba or somebody. Sydney, she probably gonna want something a little simple. She ain't gonna really care.
Right.
But Peyton, who help me Lord. She already talking about, Mom, I wanna wear a dress to school with some stockings. And I wanna wear the heels. That's the kid I'm dealing with right now. So just imagine when she become a teenager. And she going to go to prime. Help me, Jesus.
No, Peyton is going to run us some money, for sure. Oh, she's for sure going to run us some money.
Oh, and then we about to be broke 2 years in a row.
I really believe that we're not going to pay that much for Sydney. I think we're going to come out of pocket for Peyton, and we'll see what type of person Ava's going
to
be.
That's what you think. And then Peyton going to really stick it to us. Peyton going to be, Mom, yeah, I'm going to my boyfriend's prom, and then I'm going to homecoming, and that's gonna be Peyton. She's gonna want to go to homecoming, junior homecoming, prom, junior prom.
I mean, that's for that you have homecoming and all the other dances all year long anyway. I mean, you don't have to flesh out a bunch of money for homecoming and stuff.
No, but I'm saying she's definitely gonna be going there
for sure.
What we gonna do?
We gonna let her go? Shit, what you mean?
I'm like, look, we're going to pay for your prom. We ain't paying for homecoming.
Do you remember the theme of your prom?
No. I don't think, we probably did have a theme. I can't remember.
Where was it at?
It was at the Detroit Rooster Tail.
That's one of the ones I was at.
Every Detroit Prime school was at Cobo. Oh, that was nice.
And the other one I went to, that was at the Rooster Tail. Our theme for my high school prom was If Only for One Night.
If only for one night. Y'all got old school with it, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't do much dance. All I did was, I had a trash-ass limo driver. I wouldn't drive when I was a senior. And I had this retarded-ass limo driver. Number one, he wouldn't open the door. You know how limo drivers open the door for people?
Yeah.
He wouldn't open the door for us. He would not turn the fucking air on in there. If the air worked. So my date hair sweated out before we got to prom. Because I had to make a couple stops. And then the nigga dropped us off in the back of Cobo. And picked us up in the front of Cobo. My nigga. What is you doing?
Oh yeah, you had a horrible limo driver.
That nigga was terrible. The worst. I wish I had his name. Shouldn't even pay for that. But the next year after that, I drove, so everything was different. And when I was going to prom afterwards, we went to... I didn't go nowhere because I had a dumbass limo driver. Oh, that's the fucking thing. I forget where did I ask him to take us to eat. I think they were closed. He gonna say it's a Coney Island. Nigga, if you pull this limo in the Coney Island drive-thru.
Take it to Nicky D's. Take it to Nicky D's.
I'm like, man, take me home.
You know what? After prom, terrible self. My prom was nothing like I thought it would be. We didn't go anywhere after the fact. I had more fun at homecoming than I had at prom. After homecoming, we got a room with our boyfriends. I still wouldn't have sex.
What the fuck you in a room for?
I know, right? just trying to be
lame.
Trying to be in the in crowd. But we had more fun at homecoming than we did with prom. I was fine. Prime, I was set, okay, baby. My dress was my dates. I was a celebrity. Everybody like, oh my God.
Your dress was your date? Why? Because it was hugging you all night?
No, shut up. My dress was my date because we shared a prime with some other high school. I think it was Northwestern or something.
Wasn't no shooting up there?
They was upstairs, we was downstairs. And as the other school was coming in, we was coming in. They was like, oh my God, where you get your dress from? Who made your dress? Everybody was like, oh my God, your dress. Teachers was taking pictures of my dress. I feel like a damn celebrity. I knew that I was just naive. Okay? On my prom. Just because of my dress. Even though my dad, you know, fluked out on me, but it was cool.
He probably knew he wasn't going to get no pussy roared on midnight. That's probably
why
he was
like, man. Oh, yeah, he knew that. I mean, he...
Fuck this prom. What I look like? Say my school.
He went to Henry Ford.
Oh, man. He would have got him jumped.
He went to Henry Ford. Yeah. But it's cool, though. I still had a wonderful time.
Now we got new proms. Dang, I wonder if anybody going to do a prom pose of the Peyton. And she's gonna be on YouTube and shit.
I'm sure somebody
crying will. And shit.
Yeah, because she's a drama queen. Oh my gosh, of course I'll go.
Peyton is black, okay?
That's how she sounds. Of course.
Don't do my child like that.
You know she's a little Oreo sometimes. My kid is a little Oreo. It's okay. Sorry.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of Carpooling. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did recording it. So until next time, we'll see you later.